It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Come on, Happy, concentrate.
Fight that clown.
Easy. If you can't beat the clown, how are you going to beat Shooter McGavin?
Yeah! You're going to die, clown! You think that's funny? I don't hear you laughing now!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
And Rambo finds his happy place. In the movie Happy Gilmore, it took the former hockey player several weeks to finally conquer his intensity and temper in order to excel at professional golf. With timely help from his golf instructor, Chubbs, Happy Gilmore slowly transformed from a hockey stick swinging, long driving freak into a tour champion. Growing up in Spain, John Rahm grew to admire other Spaniards who were able to channel their personal intensity on the golf course into a victory and a green jacket at the Masters. On what would have been the 66th birthday of two-time winner Seve Ballesteros, John Rahm became the fourth Spaniard to don the famed green jacket on Sunday evening. He joined two-time Masters champion José María Olazábal and the 2017 champion Sergio García in Masters history. The late Seve Ballesteros won the second of his two Masters green jackets at the Augusta National Golf Club exactly 40 years earlier, and John Rahm was quite aware of that fact on Sunday afternoon. He patiently crafted a final round 3-under par 69 to slowly pull away from a fading Brooks Koepka in the final twosome. John Rahm left his family in Spain to play college golf in the United States at Arizona State University. He racked up an impressive 11 college golf titles at ASU, and he finished his Sun Devil golf career as the runner-up to Phil Mickelson's 17 career wins at the school. Sunday turned out to be a simply marvelous day for Arizona State University at the Masters. The 28-year-old John Rahm turned the tables on his Arizona State golf mentor by finishing in first place at the Masters. But Phil Mickelson rallied from 10 shots down during the final round to post a career-low 7-under par 65 at Augusta National Golf Club, and Lefty climbed all the way up the leaderboard to finish in a tie for second place. With this 1-2 ASU finish at the Masters of 2023, perhaps Arizona State University should consider changing the school colors from maroon and gold to Masters green and yellow. Well, at least for the remainder of the spring semester. Much like the movie character Happy Gilmore, John Rahm has gradually learned to master, you get it, mastered, both his intensity and golf game. And as a reward for his newfound patience on the golf course, he collected his second major championship of his young career. Winner of the 2021 U.S. Open, the 6'2" John Rahm is still known for his incredible power off the tee and on the golf course. But to win at the famed Augusta National Golf Club, Rahm also had to display some incredible touch around those lightning-fast greens. John Rahm, whose full name is actually John Rahm Rodriguez, did you know that? Was near the top of the leaderboard all week long with four-time major winner Brooks Koepka, and they were the only two golfers to post a minus 10 or better at any time during the week. Rahmbo, that's what his yardage book has printed on the back cover, will be one of the favorites coming up in May at the PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Fellow Arizona State alumni Phil Mickelson's runner-up finish at the Masters was the 12th in a major championship to go along with his six major titles. Lefty trails only Jack Nicklaus in that area, and Big Jack posted an incredible 19 second-place finishes to go along with his record 18 major championship victories. Now that is quite a record.
Yes!
Now let's talk about the PGA Tour versus the LIV Golf Tour, Chapter 1. With John Rahm's win at Augusta, the PGA Tour has now taken a 1-0 lead in the four major championships of 2023 featuring players from both of the professional tours. However, LIV Golf's Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka tied for second place, and Patrick Reed tied for fourth place. So LIV Golf took three of the top six positions at the Masters. All in all, it was a surprisingly good show from that trio from LIV Golf. Brooks Koepka was feeling better after dealing with some knee problems the last few years, and he recently had won the LIV Golf event in Orlando, Florida, with Patrick Reed finishing in fourth place. They were coming in kind of hot. But it was the 52-year-old Phil Mickelson who surprised nearly everyone, except himself, at the Masters. One of the most beloved golfers of all time on the PGA Tour, Phil Mickelson flipped to a heel recently after he accepted $200 million worth of bonus money to move to LIV Golf in 2022. And though he had shocked the golf world by becoming the oldest winner of a major championship at the PGA at the age of 50, Phil Mickelson's golf game pretty much has disappeared after signing with LIV Golf. So coming into the Masters, Phil Mickelson had finished 27th, 32nd, and 41st out of just 48 players in his three LIV Golf starts of 2023. Winless Phil remains 0 for LIV Golf, though his investment account seems very happy with his move. On Sunday at the Masters, Phil Mickelson began play at -1 and 10 shots behind the third-round leader, Brooks Koepka. And in the final round, Phil Mickelson rediscovered the golf skills of his youth. Masters magic happened once again. Mickelson hit an incredible 16 out of 18 greens on the day. He birdied 5 of the final 7 holes and shot a 31 on the final 9 and a 7-under par 65 for the day as he finished at 8-under par and in a tie for second place. Afterwards, Phil Mickelson finally addressed the assembled media. He said, "I had so much fun today. To come out and play the way I did and hit the shots when I needed, it's so much fun. And I knew I was close. I've been hitting quality shots. This didn't feel like a fluke. I stayed very present and didn't make any loose swings or those bad swings at inopportune times. I stayed calm throughout and then executed and had a blast. And I'm grateful to be part of this tournament and to be here competing and then play well. It means a lot." Phil Mickelson's final round 65 set a new Masters record for the lowest score by a competitor age 50 years or older. And with that second place finish, Mickelson also became the oldest player ever to finish in the top 5 at the Masters. And it's time to call out the Augusta National patrons. You know who you are. The thousands who assembled at the 18th green on Sunday gave three-time Masters winner Phil Mickelson a lukewarm round of applause after he drained a birdie putt on the final hole to post the lowest score of the day at age 52. Shame on you. To Phil Mickelson, it's time to ditch those all-black outfits, Phil, and smile a bit more too. Please. And our final thoughts for today in the Masters: the slow play must be swiftly enforced and penalties assessed. Yes! Yes! Two of the most decisive and fastest players in golf were paired together in the final grouping on Sunday. John Rahm and Brooks Koepka are not going to be the cause of slow play on the golf course. They both play fairly quickly. However, it was the group ahead of them that caused the two leaders to wait on nearly every shot, every hole, all day long. Patrick the Turtle Cantlay was paired with normally paced Victor Hovland in the next-to-last twosome on Sunday at the Masters. And despite nearly perfect playing conditions, sunny skies, 60 degrees in the final round, Patrick Cantlay was seen creeping a significant distance behind his playing partner Victor Hovland on several holes Sunday. Cantlay shot a 3-over par 75 to slothfully and mercifully finish in 14th place. This twosome took nearly 5 hours to play the final round, and the sun was beginning to set. After the round, Brooks Koepka, who was playing behind them, was asked about the slow play ahead of him. He said, quote, "Yep, that group in front of us was brutally slow. John even went to the bathroom like 7 times during the round, and we were still waiting on them." This is not a new issue for Patrick Cantlay. 5 years ago, 2018, his pokey play on the golf course elicited a rather barbed comment from then CBS analyst Nick Faldo. He said, quote, "You'll have time to go make a coffee or double espresso before he hits the ball." This year, Major League Baseball instituted a pitch clock to force the pitchers and the hitters to speed up the action. And thus far, MLB games are being played 20 minutes quicker. It's working! And so now it's time for golf to get with the program too. USGA Rule 5.6B states, when it's your turn to play, it's recommended that you make the stroke in no more than 40 seconds after you are able to play without interference or distraction. You should usually be able to play more quickly than that and are encouraged to do so. Unfortunately, your first bad time, as they call it in golf, comes with only a warning and no penalty. But the second bad time means a one-shot penalty will be added to your scorecard, and a third time comes with a two-shot penalty. And if you receive a fourth bad time in one round, you are disqualified. If average Joe golfer, like us, is expected to play 18 holes of golf at the local municipal golf course in 4 hours or less, and some of us take more than 100 shots to do so, wouldn't you think that a professional golfer like Patrick Cantlay should be expected to do the same thing? Well, I do. Tiger Woods has a bad foot. It caused him to withdraw from Sunday's final round, and since he might be sidelined for a while now, I was thinking, perhaps the PGA should provide Tiger Woods with a golf cart at next month's PGA Championship to help dole out some of those penalties for slow play. The idea of seeing Marshall Woods handing out penalties to pro golfers would be simply delightful. I'm Swamp Swami.